The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi. Oh, no, it's not Lexi. Lexi's not here. See, it's a Freudian slip. I wish she was here. Yeah. I miss her. She's been out all week. I've got Danny Miles, Aviana Barrientos, and even Marie's in studio.
Wow. And scene.
Okay, so I'm just going to get a pass because I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning and couldn't go back to sleep, and so I'm not well rested. I've been doing goofy stuff all morning. But love, this is our Thanksgiving Day, even though it's not Thanksgiving Day. This is our Thanksgiving show to give thanks to everything that we have to be thankful for. So many things I want to say here. I'm thankful that Sean and Shelley Wells are in studio with me this morning because he just, you know, came in to pitch in because Lexi's not here and we're just, you know, we wanted to have a good show and send everyone out for this fantastic family holiday, feeling good. And so I say family holiday. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio. Hey. He's a regular. This is his regular day. And we love having, I'm so thankful for Daniel and all that he brings to One Life Radio. But today we've got his parents in studio as well. We've got Gary and Mary. I love that. Gary and Mary Tagg. And Gary's been on the show before when we did a show on hunting. And so we've spoken before, but we've never met in person. So it's really great to have family here in studio. So,
yes. Yeah.
Yes. So what do you guys want to say?
Well, I like to refer to Daniel as Sean's trainer.
Yeah.
And not really his real name.
Well,
he's the only reason he has notoriety is through me.
Exactly. That's how I get all of my props is because I train Sean Wells. Actually, that is how I get a lot of my props. I go to any of these conferences and it's like, I talk, oh, I know Sean Wells. Oh, really? Oh, we'll hook you up with this. You're like, oh.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's you guys are great friends and it shows.
Yeah.
And so we still got to get over and get some video. Training video for sure.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Soon.
And so we're going to talk today about lion's mane. I saw your Facebook post. It's kind of like the new thing, the taming of the lion's mane. It's actually an article in Paleo Magazine coming up, but we're not going to steal their content. We're just going to talk about lion's mane from Sean Wells. And I love Paleo Magazine. And you know what? This is probably a good time to thank all of our sponsors.
Huh.
Actually, it's an excellent time to thank all of our sponsors because I would not be here without all of them and actually without all of you because nobody does it alone. Nobody does. So, you know, you can listen to our podcast too from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. You can go to our website at oneliferadio.com to subscribe to our weekly newsletter or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your free or your mobile device and download the free iHeartRadio app because you can listen to us anywhere in the world and that's because of our sponsors. A big shout out and a happy Thanksgiving to Crazy Water, a great company. It's really good mineral water, locally sourced here in Mineral Wells, Texas, and of course Charlotte's Web. You know, they are truly the world's most trusted hemp extract, and they really are. They're the most trusted and the most popular, I might add, best-selling. And Squatty Potty, the Edwards family, I love them. They're a great American family, entrepreneurs, a great story, family story there, speaking about families, because proper elimination is very critical and so important to your well-being. And Judy
Edwards. It's a basic need.
It's a basic need. And for everyone out there, truly, the Squatty Potty is an amazing product. It really is. And of course, our longtime, you know, sponsor Sun Warrior, Dan Lee and Jan Falk, are amazing people. And Nick Stern, they are the founders of Sun Warrior. And I use it personally. I love it. It's when I want to, I switch back from a protein powder to the Sun Warrior because I like to mix it up a little bit. Plant-based usually about 5 times a week, but you know, it's companies like this that care about the education that you're getting for the most important thing for you to be thankful for, and that's your health.
Mm-hmm.
It's your wealth. It's everything.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very quality product. I know it's Thai and protein, non-GMO, right?
Right. All organic.
And organic, yeah.
And what's the two?
Leucine and lysine.
Yes, which are amino acids that are critical that a lot of times is missing mm-hmm. when it's not animal-based protein, correct? Mm-hmm,
correct, yeah.
But they've got that covered for you. So Von Eaglin is the one. Thank you, Von Eaglin. You know, he's been on the show for a long time, too, for, you know, turning me on to Sun Warrior several years ago. And just a lot to be thankful for. Rosalie, she's not here today. I don't want to forget anybody. I feel like I'm making a speech now. But but everyone associated with the show, starting from the very beginning, you know, that's helped for us to get where we are. So I love talking about this mushroom thing.
Yeah.
You know, the lion's mane. You put a post on Facebook yesterday. I saw it. And then I was just perusing through, you know, Paleo Magazine. I was like, oh, my gosh. That's what Sean was talking about
yeah.
in his Facebook post.
So yeah. So it stimulates something. We've talked about BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, but there's another one that's called nerve growth factor, and that actually helps with nerves. And so there's a lot of conditions where you lose the quality of your myelin sheath, your nerve conduction. So as you age or with certain diseases, so it's being studied with epilepsy as well as other diseases. But for anyone who's aging, which is all of us, it helps with optimal cognition, reaction time, mm-hmm. all these kinds of things. Like who doesn't want to like react like younger, have, you know, better reflexes, right?
Yeah.
So, but it's also how well you think, et cetera. So, you know, the brain is like the master computer of the whole nervous system. So.
Well, and mushrooms are getting a lot of a lot of press lately.
They are.
Dr. Mercola was saying mm-hmm. something about the Italians don't get Alzheimer's because of all the mushrooms that they eat.
Yeah, there's anti-aging properties in them. They have something that's called beta glucans that stimulate immunity. So, like a lot of them, like there's chaga, there's reishi, shiitake. Lion's mane, like we're talking about, turkey tail, which is actually very festive. But those are all very hot right now. There's a company, Four Sigmatic, I know, that's like blown up, like just doing all these mushroom extracts. So like doing a coffee and mm-hmm. hot chocolate. And so a lot of people are talking about it. Dave
Everybody's
Asprey.
Everybody's looking for the secret, yeah, the magic bullet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That
in itself is actually a very interesting psychological topic to talk
yeah.
about. Why people, you know, I do it myself, you know. I think everybody does. Everybody's looking for that edge, that magic bullet that'll make everything good, you know.
Yeah, but in this case, you know, this is really food-based. So, you know, it's mm-hmm. it's not really a crazy idea to eat these mushrooms. And there's a lot of animals that would be eating these mushrooms and living well because of it.
Yeah, and I think actually one of the first doctors that discussed the properties of mushrooms and how powerful and healing they are is Dr. Andrew Weil. Uh-huh. And astragalus and a lot of things that, that you know, he's brilliant. He mm-hmm. really is. He's a pioneer for sure. Well, we've got a great show coming up. And we've got I went to Swoozie's here in Dallas the other day. I love that store. And it's like a girly store. So it's like a girly that likes to decorate for the holidays store. And I saw this thing called Turkey on the Table, starter tradition, give thanks and give back. And it's for ages 3+. And of course, I'm buying it. So what does that tell you? But it's instructions for your turkey on the table. And it's basically this beautiful little turkey with these little feathers. And you sit around with your family and you write down the things that you're thankful for. So are these all of them that I have? Okay. So okay, so this must be from Mary. This is from Mary Tagg, Daniel's mother. What are you thankful for? She's thankful for 4 beautiful children. Aww. I love that. You know, Mary, this morning I was very blessed. My two girls, I say little, they'll always be little to me. I'm almost going to cry here because I've missed them so much, especially my older one. But we rarely get to all 3 of us be together in the same, you know, bed and sleeping, or they were close proximity. But my oldest daughter was in from OU last night. And so we got to hang out at the kitchen table, watch a little Parks and Recreation. And this morning, they were cuddled all in their, nestled in their beds, just like, you know, the song. Is it a song or a poem? No, it's a poem. It's from, was it Night Before Christmas?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to wake them up, and they were going to come. And I said, you know what? You don't have to come. Just stay in your beds. And I left my home so happy to know that they were snuggled in their beds this morning.
That's wonderful.
And you know the feeling, don't you?
I sure do. I love those kind of times with my children.
Yep. And it goes fast. It really does. And so we all need to be thankful. Here's for true lasting friendship and then good health. I'm guessing that that is Shelley and Sean Wells. And then I've got my family, the opportunity to do what I love for a living, and that's Daniel.
Yes.
Everyone, we've got a great show coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
And I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Guess what? Charlotte's Web has done it again with their new hemp-infused nourishing body cream and balm. Their thoughtful formulation features beneficial botanicals to help support skin health and beautification. With vitamin B5, aloe, coconut oil, arnica, and shea butter to calm dry, itchy skin and support skin revitalization. And of course, all of the ingredients are sustainably grown, non-GMO, preservative-free, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and packaged in BPA-free containers. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at PaleoMagazineOnline.com. That's PaleoMagazineOnline.com. Online.com.
Christmas is a time to say I love you. Share the joys and laughter and the tears. Christmas is a time to say I love you. And I feel that lasts all through the year. I'm gonna call it a singing.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Aviana Berrientos. I've even got Marie in studio in the background. I've got Sean and Shelley Wells, Daniel Tagg, and his parents, Gary and Mary Tagg. I love having you guys in studio. We're talking about family traditions. You know, Daniel is a regular on the show. He's an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Talos Fitness Center. He is certified in orthokinetics and biomechanics of resistance training, and he's a licensed massage therapist as well. He holds belts in three different martial arts systems and was a wildland firefighter. Love this guy.
And
love
is Sean's
his parents.
Trainer.
And yeah. is Sean's trainer. Is Sean Wells.
And Shelley's.
Yes, that's yeah. true.
That's right.
And
well, and Sean is a regular on the show. Love this guy too. A certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. I said it right. And for those of you just now joining us for maybe the first time, I always say Zane Halo.
Yep.
And it says Zone Halo. But he's also a registered dietitian and is known as the world's greatest formulator. Check out his website, zonehalo.com. Love having you guys in studio. Love family traditions. I am the family tradition girl to the point of like, I can barely listen to Christmas music without crying. I get so sentimental. My mother was so big on tradition. You know, she had all these little things. things. We only had certain china that we brought out, you know, on Thanksgiving and Christmas or mm-hmm. Easter. We had certain flatware, and we weren't rich. We didn't have a lot, but my mother had good had one good set of china and one good set of flatware, because back in those days, you know, you just did. It was that right. was the norm, and I'm sure you can attest to that, Mary, how important that is. But I love having you guys in studio. So what are some of the skills, Gary and Mary, that you passed down to Daniel that have served him so well? Because you raised such a fine man.
I think it's his great smile.
That he does have a great smile.
He does. We love it when he lights up the room like that. I just kind of looked at with all of our children as life is kind of passing the baton to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at skills to pass on, you know, changing oil on your car.
Oh, I used to change. My father taught me to change the oil in my car.
There you go.
My Ford Pinto that was like 10 years old when I bought it.
There's a great car. We won't talk about that.
Well, you know, and you know what? And kudos to you, because so many boys and young women, young girls don't even know how to cook anymore. They don't know how to cook. They don't know how to change their oil. I would dare say most of them don't even know how to iron something. Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, Gary, I want to tell people your background, you and Mary. You guys are awesome. Gary was is a high school math right now? Right?
Was. No.
Oh, was. Okay.
Yeah. I'm retired now.
Okay.
From that.
Well, you look too young.
Oh,
so that's why
you.
I had to question it. Okay. So high school math teacher for 30 years, coach in football track 34 years, married for almost 40 years. Oh, my gosh. Congratulations on that. That's really something to be thankful for, especially in today's world. I'm going to get back to that later. I'm going to ask you some questions. How did you do that?
But, good lady.
4 children and currently an assistant pastor at their church, born and raised and currently living in Colorado, and served in the U.S. Army 1972 to 1974. And I might add that Shelley Wells served in, was it the U.S. Army, Shelley? Yeah, for how many years? 4 years?
9 years.
9 years. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, kudos to both of you for that, because that's you don't see any of that so much anymore either. I mean,
1% of the population right now.
Right. I know. Wow. I knew it was low. Yes.
Wow.
I knew it was very low.
Really?
Yep. And you know, when I was growing up, like that was just what you did. My father served in the Navy, and you know, my brother served in the Marines. My other brother that was ill never did, because he was mentally ill. He's schizophrenic, which was heartbreaking for my parents. Speaking of parents, what they went through. And that's why things like family traditions are so important, because they keep the family together through those hard times.
Yeah, you bet. And my wife has been the wonderful one about traditions. To me, I was single for so long. Christmas, it's okay, you know. And I was the guy that would work on those days.
Uh-huh.
And Mary, she brings something totally different to the table there.
Well, we want to hear from you, Mary. We do.
I just have to share with you our Thanksgiving tradition. You did the turkey with the feathers. When our kids were all growing up, we had a little bowl of candy corn. Oh, I shouldn't be saying that at a table with kids.
It's okay. No, that's okay. I love candy corn.
And everybody would take out 2 kernels, and as you took each kernel out, you said something that you were thankful for.
Oh, so
you
how don't, sweet.
You don't have to get a Thanksgiving turkey. You can just do it with a table full of something keto or a candy corn.
I don't remember that. When would for everyone out there, I've had a lot of concussions.
Yeah.
Well, and you were one of the youngest, weren't you?
I'm second youngest, yes.
Second youngest, okay. Yes. Well, you know, all those things. So my mother, this isn't a Thanksgiving. Well, I was born on Thanksgiving. My birthday's coming up in a couple of days. But I actually was born on Thanksgiving Day. My mother was taking the turkey out of the oven and her bag broke. And I came a few hours later because I was number 8. So.
Whoa, awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure I came out pretty easy. Anyway, but yeah, Daniel's over there laughing.
At Shelley.
So my parents, my mother, I should say, my dear mother Elizabeth, she had a Christmas tradition, but we started it on Thanksgiving, because we would have to. We were Catholic, so we said the rosary every night around. My mother had the altar with the nativity scene and all that, you know, the fake straw everywhere, and so we got to say what we were thankful for and bless somebody, and then you get a piece of straw to put in the manger for the baby Jesus. And so by the time Christmas came, you know, 3.5, 4 weeks later, however many weeks or days it is, the manger had lots of, you know, padding. So when we took the baby Jesus out of the little special bag that he was in, we put him on the in the straw.
You were preparing the manger for the baby Jesus.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we did, except for it was acts of kindness. So you'd go to bed and or you'd get up in the morning, brush your teeth, come back. Somebody had made your bed.
And then another
piece of straw would appear in the... You probably don't remember that.
I actually remember that. Now that you say it, I'd forgotten about it, but I actually remember that. Yeah. Because each person had like a designated person that we were like their secret.
I love that.
Helper, yeah.
Why can't we just do that? Why can't, like, I mean, we talk about random acts of kindness all the time. You hear it. But do you ever actually execute? You know?
I do sometimes.
Do you?
You know, just little things like you see an old guy having a hard time getting into his car, finding it. Like you stop, you help him find it, you ask him if there's anything he can do.
Right.
Opening doors for people, although I've had some women ream me out for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, well, you know, I'm thinking of Thich Nhat Hanh in the book Peace is Every Step. He tells a story about his sister in there, and it's a really important story because it was a morning that he chose to be kind to his sister because he was mindful enough to remember the night before that she was really upset about something and had been crying and she didn't sleep really well. And so that morning when she was grumpy, he let it, like, you know, roll off of him like a duck so that, you know, he would just, you know, exercise some love and peace to his sister. But it's a beautiful story. I'm not telling it really as well as probably a lot of people could, but I just remembered it. And it's things like that that are so important. Mm-hmm. You know, family, there's nothing more important than family and friends. Nothing. And of course, I'm Italian and Irish, so I've got it really bad.
Well, and I have kudos to my wife, Mary. Our children do this all the time for each other and for other people. We see it constantly. It's normal. For us, as you just heard Daniel say, just as you see a need, you just go help out. And that's something we wanted to pass on to our children, too.
Yeah.
Is just, you know, that kindness.
Absolutely. It's so critical, especially now in this country with so much adversity. And Mary, I was remiss. I apologize. I didn't read your bio. You are a Colorado native as well. Elementary school teacher and homeschool teacher of your four children. You homeschooled them too?
Yes, all the way through.
Oh my gosh.
And
you
worked. And we had a late in life baby, so I just got done teaching.
and you also mentor high school girls at your church?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, actually, third through sixth grade, I have a group, and then I have junior high, senior high girls.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. So what messages do you want people, how did you stay married so many years? For anyone out there struggling that with a marriage right now, a marriage problem that wants to give up and has children, what do you say to them?
Well, don't give up. Mary and I were just talking about this coming down here, that we had some rough times in our marriage, but you just don't quit. I mean, we took those words seriously, till death do us part. And there was a time in there with the three kids and exhaustion. And since the fourth one was so much later, it was like having an only child.
Uh-huh.
But that things were difficult. But we have come through it, and it is just really sweet. So let Mary say something.
Oh, no, I was just going to add that if you can get through it, life on the other side is so worth it.
So it's beautiful, the intimacy,
the
right?
Side. If you can get through, hang in there, get through the problems, the result is going to be worth it.
Yeah, well, that's good advice, and that's great wisdom to share with people.
And the beautiful thing we found is the older you get, the less you remember.
Well, and didn't you guys do a study called Love and Respect
that really
helped, like, within the communication?
Well, it was really understanding how a lady works.
Mm-hmm.
A lady needs love. That's a real
Amen,
basic need.
Gary.
Right on. Uh-huh. And a man really needs respect. That's loving us comes naturally for mm-hmm. women. But respecting us is a huge, huge thing. And I had a boss there for 4 years or so that was a lady. And I really had a difficult time with her. And I finally was able to nail it. She did not respect me.
Mm.
And I didn't want her to love me. But but she did not respect men, period. And that was a very difficult thing for me to deal with personally. So, mm-hmm. yes, Daniel, that has been a great, great help.
Yeah, well, you know what? All great stuff. Love having you in studio. We've got lots more coming up with Sean and Shelley Wells. We're going to be talking some keto stuff here, so stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
It's Christmas. Baby, please come home.
Life Radio. This is Bernadette, and I have a full studio here. I've got Sean and Shelley Wells. I've got Daniel Tagg and his parents, Gary and Mary Tagg. And we're going to talk about what everybody's having for Thanksgiving. So I'm starting with you, Sean, because I think yours is probably the most interesting story based on what I heard, little tidbits before we went live. This is your first year, and how many years that you're not doing keto?
Four.
4 years, okay. So are you worried about being knocked out of ketosis?
No.
How crazy are you going to go?
No, I'm fine. You know, it's a lifestyle, not a diet. So, you know, I just consider these things like just something that you plan for and you're strategic about. And, you know, the most important thing is that if you think of it as a diet, then like it can seem like it's the end of the world. But if you think about it as a lifestyle and you eating this food with certain people and enjoying yourself, then it's actually something that's good for your health.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not a cheat meal. It's not bad. It's not, oh my goodness. It's like, you know, you can beat yourself up with that kind of stuff. And, you know, you can also fall into that all or nothing mindset where it just becomes a disaster, where
right.
you just, like, you're off your diet and, like, you know, and then it goes Christmas and New Year's mm-hmm. and Super Bowl and, you know, like, you know, months go by where you're
right.
just know,
no, I've actually seen that happen to several of my friends.
Right.
And, you know, yesterday we had Miriam Kalamian on. She is an author and a doctor. Or no, she's not a doctor. She's an EDM, an MS, and CNS. She's amazing. She knows the ketogenic diet really, really well. And she was talking about, she wasn't actually talking about this, but this is what I was thinking when she was talking, is that so many people now are using it for just like a maintenance, if you will,
yeah,
to like say, okay, I'm going to get, it's like this considered, I'm trying to put into words what I'm trying to say here, what I'm thinking, like as a maintenance thing where like to ward off disease, potentially to go into ketosis, right, for a couple of months.
Right.
Did I say it right?
Yeah. Okay. And that whole paleo thing that you're talking about, like your sponsor, I think if you were to go back, you know, so many years, you'd probably find that we weren't keto during the spring and summer when you were, you know, had plants and other things that were, mm-hmm, available. But probably during the winter when you did have to rely on animals, this is before, you know, that there was storage and all that kind of stuff, you know, you would have been keto. So maybe you're keto certain times of the year like you're talking about and then not others. But, you know, the key is to just, I think, like paleo, eat whole food, mm-hmm, I think, first and foremost. Not eat as much sugar, therefore.
Period.
Avoiding processed food, avoiding artificial, right, flavors, sweeteners, colors, you know, GMOs, antibiotics, all that stuff. And just, you know, enjoy yourself and just eat quality food when you can. And, you know, we've talked about the blue zones too, right? You know, those are the zones. There's like seven of them where people live the longest, and that's been studied.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are looking at it like, oh, you know, what's the food they're eating? And, you know, is it higher omega-3? And, oh, they're having red wine, so it's got resveratrol, and that's anti-aging. But the biggest thing is that there's family.
I was just going to say, it's family.
And there's like quality relationships. And we talked about that one study from Harvard that's over 75 years old. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest study ever done, and it's still ongoing. And they looked at what makes people live longer, and it was quality of relationships. They looked at blood markers.
Absolutely.
They looked at disease states. They looked at everything. Yeah, they looked at
money.
Yeah, money. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You know, different. That was actually the two groups that they started looking at. It was in Boston. They looked at like an affluent area of Boston
and
a poor area.
Women. They did not study women, though.
It started out with men that were working, but yeah, it has moved to the whole family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking of the town in Pennsylvania. Is it Rosetto that's so famous from Outliers, and also Dr. Johnny Bowden? I read it in his book,
yeah,
The Great Cholesterol Myth. Yeah. And the thing that was so astounding, why are these people so happy, happy, happy? They don't have heart attacks. What are they doing? What they were doing more than anything was staying close to their family. It was not uncommon to have all three generations or three generations under one roof. And I think that's what we're talking about today. You know, this whole Thanksgiving thing, family traditions, the importance of family, how important it is to your health to keep those relationships. Keep them nice, keep them fresh, keep them beautiful, keep them loving, keep them kind. Whether you're divorced or not, you know, you got to think about the children first and foremost. And I think it's important to, of course, keep your marriage solid so you can keep the family together. But so many people, you know, underestimate how important the family is, I think, now more than ever.
I would also really like to say that friends are the family you get to choose in life.
Oh, yes.
And that's one of my absolutely favorite sayings, because it is true. Having been in a military family, there was a lot of nuclear families that were split up for deployments, for tours of duty. And you created this new family,
mm-hmm,
based off of who was around you.
Right.
And you could really kind of have this aunt. You could have this cousin that had no blood relation,
right,
to you.
Right.
But it became part of your family. And
oh,
so
absolutely.
Holidays are a time to spend with those that you know well.
Yep.
And to include people that you don't and have them be part of your family.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. You know, in the early days of my career, you know, with Pizza Patron and Wingstop, I mean, our friends were the people that we worked with every day, because we worked 7 days a week, you know, 12, 14 hour days almost every single day. And you're so close to those people. I think of Randy Finley. He's like my little little brother. He was the first guy that ever worked with us. An amazing guy and one of my best friends. And Patrick Lang, and I could go on and on and on. All these people that Isaac Montemary, who's been on the show, his brother Silas, you know, we all made pizzas together every single weekend. And, you know, and they are important relationships. In fact, Isaac's in town this weekend. He texts me, hey, I made it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, can't wait to see, you know, and we've been apart for 15 years and, you know, we're still close. He's one of my best friends. And it's beautiful when that happens.
It was interesting because Claudia, our former foreign exchange student, said everything in America revolves around food.
Yep.
And she said everything in Italy revolves around family.
Yep.
And I think in America, we have confused the fact that when family and friends get together, there happens to be food, and we've made food the focus. And so food has kind of become the substitution.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's a great point.
When it comes to the holidays and when it comes to the diet of what you're choosing to eat for Thanksgiving, what you're choosing for Christmas, those snacks and all those goodies that come to the office, if they're made with love, if they're made at home, if they're the ingredients that you feel are going to be nourishing you, even if it's not good for you,
mm-hmm.
it is good for your soul because you're sharing something that someone made for you. And I think that helps you kind of also appreciate that bite of a cookie when you know that that cookie really was made at home. It wasn't picked up, you know, at the grocery store on the way in. So when I choose the foods I'm going to put on my plate at these holiday parties and at some of these large get-togethers, if it was handmade, if it was homemade,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
If it was brought and I'm kind of questioning whether it was really meant to be enjoyed by everyone.
It doesn't taste the same,
with
does
the
it?
Care and with the love, I'm probably going to avoid it because I don't need that. I need the time with that person. I would rather they come and spend extra time if they're not good at cooking and just share part of them. But when someone has taken that time, it's easier to enjoy mm-hmm. the food.
Well, and we've cooked together in my kitchen. And you know, and there is an energy that goes into that food. And it can determine how good of quality the food is, not just the ingredients, but like you said, Shelley, so eloquently, I might add, it was very sweet what you said. And it's true. It's so true. And so this is a great segue as to what everybody's cooking. I'm heading home as soon as I leave here. I'm making my homemade mashed potatoes. I'm making my stuffed shells. I'm going to make homemade cookies, probably my pizzelles, and I'm just going to cook till I can't cook anymore. And I'm going to be playing Christmas music and just enjoying being with my children. It is the best time of the year, and that's why they say it. And yesterday, Robin Perry Braun was saying people think that more people commit suicide over the holidays, but indeed they do not because they're more connected. There's more kindness during the holidays. It's actually the lowest month of the year for suicide rate. And I think that's important to remember. And it's a shame, you know, every year when Christmas ends, I say, and the holiday season ends, I'm like, I've got to keep this going. I want to keep this going. It just feels so good. And I think that we could do it if we all tried just a teensy bit harder. So I'm going to you, Shelley Wells, because she's an amazing cook. And Sean, you're lucky because the reason you can be on the ketogenic diet is because she does all the cooking. And keeps you in ketosis.
Sean is awesome. He's actually a better cook than I am. But I spend a lot more time doing the recipes. But whenever I run into a problem, something just doesn't turn out, I hand it over to him and he does his magic. So he's great at doing all this. I just had the time to spend researching recipes. I've talked to Daniel a lot about this. We were just having this conversation while I was working out. And one of the trainers walked up and said, you two are always talking about food. I hear butter four or five times during your hour session.
Yep.
And part of that's because it does help to talk through a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
If you're making a recipe for the first time, you can crack open a cookbook and you can read the instructions. And most people don't. They don't read the instructions from top to bottom. So that's an important part of cooking, is knowing what you're doing. And then from there, you can jump off and make adjustments.
Right.
And I love to read three or four other people's recipes. And when I find their recipes, I look at the comments below because almost all of it's online
now. Yeah, I do that too.
And I see what some of the most common feedback comments are. Oh, well, I had to roast it longer. Oh, I had to add a little less sugar.
Yep.
I needed to do this and that. And so by doing your homework, you're going to have a better product. There's a lot of cookbooks I love to read, and I read them kind of like you do.
Yeah, I love. I always have a cookbook in my car.
But this year, I'm going to try a new recipe, and I'm doing a sweet potato casserole, but with pumpkin. So I have a cooking pumpkin. I'm going to slice it in half. I'm going to put it face down into a roasting pan with some water, and I'm going to steam it for just a little bit, enough to kind of cook the insides.
Mm-hmm.
cut it into eighths, and then I'm going to brush the inside of them with some butter and all those holiday seasons of cloves, nutmeg, and cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to roast that nice and thoroughly through, chop it into nice chunks, and then on the top I'm going to do alternating rows of marshmallows and candied pecans.
Oh, nice.
So definitely not keto.
Not keto.
I'm getting hungry.
That's the special dish we're bringing tomorrow when we go to a friend's house.
All right.
That was my idea, by the way.
That was your idea? Can you say Makamaliki Luka or whatever the name of this song is? All right, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Stay. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Well, it's Christmas time again.
I'm so excited. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving coming up. It's not Thanksgiving Day yet, but we're getting ready to go on break and play our best of. And I've got some of my dear friends here, and it's just wonderful. It is. And so everyone out there, we're going to be talking about food. We're talking about keto. We're talking about what everybody's cooking for Thanksgiving. And so Daniel Tagg, what are you cooking?
So I'm doing keto mashed potatoes, which I'm known for.
Okay. You sound serious when you say that.
I am. It's like the only thing I can make better than Shelley, which is an accomplishment for me.
Really? So. Okay, so are you going to give up your trade secret
on the air?
I'll do it.
And I don't even, I'm kind of modified the recipe from somewhere, but I don't even remember where now. But you take a head of cauliflower and you chop it up.
I have one in my fridge.
Yep,
okay.
Chop it up. Bring the water to boiling and put it in and boil it for 10 minutes and then take it out, drain all of it, put it in a food processor. I put 1.5 ounces of cream cheese. And then
I'm writing this down. Okay, so
half an ounce of cream
cheese. Sorry, I just burped. I'm drinking coffee.
Sorry. An ounce and a half of cream cheese, right?
And only then, an ounce and a half?
You can add more if you want.
Just a smidgen.
Yeah,
okay.
Just a smidgen. And then I do about 3 tablespoons of butter.
Of course.
And then I add a little bit of salt and some garlic powder. And then I just blend it all together. And that's literally it.
Wow. Is your butter salted or not salted?
I do the non-salted butter. You could totally do the salted butter, but I just always use the non-salted for my coffee, so I have it around.
Well, you know, and you being the food scientist, Sean Wells, I've often wondered this, and I've never asked a food scientist. When you boil your food, are you killing all the nutrients? I know if you microwave your food, that it's so many people still microwave. They get their dinners frozen, and then they microwave them. They might as well just pour their money down the toilet as far as nutrition.
You do like any water soluble nutrients, like think of vitamin C, and your B vitamins are water soluble, like A, D, E, K are fat soluble.
Mm-hmm.
You lose those nutrients into that water.
Into the water.
So if you pour all that water out, You do lose some. It depends how long it's in there.
Can you put the water in the refrigerator? You could use it as a nutritious drink.
Yes. Cool. That's a really good idea. Yeah. That's a really good idea.
If you're going to hydrate anyway, hydrate with all the vitamins that you would have been throwing down the drain.
That's a phenomenal idea.
That is. I just started a new thing.
Yes.
Wait, what was a phenomenal idea? I was going over my notes.
No, well, it had nothing to do with you. So.
Well, hey, that's
boys,
why when
boys,
you,
boys.
When you drink coffee, that's why it's so good for you. Because you're keeping the liquid part, see? Oh,
yeah. Well, they're actually, Gary, to your point, there are a lot of benefits of coffee. I'm sure, you know, Sean can speak on that as well.
Yeah, there's the polyphenols part that's similar to, like, when you have grapes or wine or tea, mm-hmm. like all the benefits of green tea, black tea, red wine, and coffee, they keep finding again and again and again. That helps with longer life, longevity, heart health, and that's these polyphenols. And, you know, Dr.
Mercola?
What's his name? No.
Donnie
our doctor.
Bowden?
Our doctor.
Oh, Dr. Fenster.
Fenster. Yeah, Fenster's talked about polyphenols quite a bit as well. So they actually help with vasodilation. So, like, they increase the size of your blood vessels and you have better blood flow. And it's all in all a great thing. So, yes, coffee does help. But I would say limit your caffeine content.
And does it matter what kind of coffee bean you get? Like, I mean, there's some high-quality, low-quality coffee beans, right? I mean, you'd want to get higher quality to get those benefits.
Sure. Like, again, like Bernadette always talks about, like, getting the organic, mm-hmm. the, you know, the better.
I think it pays. And I know it's very expensive. Some people really, truly can't afford it. And we need to change that. We need to make it more affordable. In fact, I was at a symposium last week where they were talking about that very thing, the importance of it, and how a lot of people are all over it trying to get America healthy. It's so important. It really is.
Yep.
You know, and so I was going to, my brain's all over the place. I'm thinking about what I'm going to cook. I've got to go. I am picking up some pumpkin pie. I'm not making my own pumpkin pies because I'm going to make pizzelles, and they're not a lot of work, but, you know, they take a lot of space. You got to get out your pizzelle iron and you got to make your dough and everything, but, and you got to let them lay flat so they're all over the place. And it's kind of fun. You do it with the kids. And this is a good time to mention how important it is to have your children in the kitchen with you. Mary, wouldn't you agree? Did you teach? Yeah. So the four children, how many are boys and how many are girls?
Three girls and one boy. Yeah. Sorry,
oh,
Daniel.
Boy. Yeah. Oh, so you just got babied, didn't you?
I didn't get babied. I got dressed up as a baby.
That was only once.
It was horrible. No, there's multiple times. I remember that. That was scarring.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I used to do that to my little nephew Richard. He was like my little brother because we were born very close in age. My parents did the same thing. They had parents. I mean, they had they had children that were like spaced 15 years apart. It was crazy. There was like three sets of kids. The first ones, the middle ones, and then the end ones. So kind of funny. So what are you cooking for Thanksgiving? And are you cooking here? Are you cooking in Daniel's kitchen? Or
it's gonna be mine.
Treating us. He's cooking everything.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I bet that feels good.
So,
Mary.
Yeah, we're going to do those mashed potatoes, some cheesy rolls, which is really good.
Okay, what's a cheesy roll?
So you make it with almond flour, cheese, cream cheese, eggs. I have to look at the recipe.
Shelly's got it right there.
So we go a cup of almond flour, 8 ounces of shredded cheese, 5 tablespoons of butter, 8 ounces of cream cheese, 2 large eggs, cup and a half of almond flour. I feel like some of these are repetitive, but 2 tablespoons of granulated garlic, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1 teaspoon Exium gum, 1 teaspoon salt, and Shelly's going to add something.
So it's really interesting that he says it's repetitive. I didn't actually make it repetitive. I just broke up the ingredients the way that they need to be done in the recipe.
So
that's you need 1 cup of almond flour with the 8 ounces of cheddar cheese. You pulsate that so it creates a little cornmeal texture, and then you need the 1.5 cup of the almond flour for the rest of the base of the dry ingredients. So I have learned that most men do not read the instructions.
And I'm totally one of those.
And so if I say 2.5 cups of almond flour, they're going to take 2.5 cups of almond flour and put it in with the 8 ounces of cheddar cheese.
Oh, gotcha.
So I break up ingredients into the order in which the steps are. I've learned a lot of times if I don't have an ingredient list with the amounts, then they have to read the instructions.
Well, yeah.
Smart.
And other times I don't have a list at the top and I have them broken down into the steps.
Well, that's important.
I think that's why your stuff always turns out so much better than mine, because I just throw everything in
and mix
it up and call it good.
Because
she's gotten me a little bit better. I now do liquids and like more the dry things in separate things and I add them. So well, she's done a little bit of work on
And Sean, I want to ask you this. Yep. You're getting ready. Go ahead what you were going to say.
No, I was going to say, Shelley and I, one of the things in food science and even as a formulator that drives me nuts is that our English recipes are volume-based versus mass-based. So someone's cup of something or tablespoon of something is very different from person to person because of density of the material or how you pack it or whatever. It's nice with European recipes, they use mass, like in the metric system. So it'll be like, add 10 grams of this, add, you know, 20 grams of that.
So you need a scale to do that, don't you, pretty much?
Yes,
to get really
but
precise?
I will say, like, if you really care about preciseness of your recipes, that's the best way to do it. Look for those recipes.
Yeah, and that's what they do in commercial practice.
Exactly.
Okay, so xanthan gum. I've often wondered, first of all, what it does to the recipes, because xanthan gum, is that how you pronounce it, xanthan? Is in a lot of keto recipes. What does it do, and is it safe?
Yes, so gums do occur naturally, and they are fibers. They're counted as fibers, so those get subtracted out if you're tracking net carbs. But they help with a few different things. Different gums do different things in different recipes. You might see it in, like, let's say sometimes it's in a soda or something, and it adds just a little bit of mouthfeel. It makes it a little bit thicker. Sometimes it's in a recipe to help with suspension, so that, like, that there's particulates that you want kind of floating throughout this beverage. But like with it, with let's say, you know, a sauce, like, it's just thickening, like similar to using like starch,
like
or something
making a roux
like
or something like
right,
that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Interesting. What are some other ingredients that are special to the keto world? Because I know there is more than more.
One of our favorite ingredients is psyllium husk. The tricky
thing
about psyllium husk is it gets thicker as it sits. And so a lot of times a recipe will say, take 1 tablespoon of psyllium husk and 1/4 cup of milk. Choose your kind, whether it's almond or whole or heavy cream. Heavy cream is not usually recommended to use with the psyllium husk. And if it needs to rest for 30 minutes, it needs to rest for 30 minutes because the consistency will be different.
Oh, yeah.
Five minutes after you stir it together versus the 30
minutes. Well, and a good analogy or a good comparison is look at what chia seeds do when you soak them. I mean, you don't need very many and you've got like, whoa, they get very, very gelatin-like, very thick. Anything else you want people to know about keto cooking?
Keto cooking.
Chef. I didn't know I didn't know that Sean worked in restaurants for like ever. How did I not? How did I not know that?
Like
I think you've
years.
Mentioned it before, but I didn't know it was like such. I didn't know. I don't know what I didn't know, but I just didn't know.
Well, happy holidays.
Well, happy holidays to you too. Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays
to you. Really, seriously, thank you all so much. What a great show. What fun it is to. What fun it is to.
Ride and sing?
Ride and sing. The
slaying song tonight?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. And Daniel's irritated because we're doing Christmas music, and that irritates him until, when do you give us a pass? Like 10 days before Christmas?
It's fine right now, but yeah, I don't like when people put it on before Thanksgiving.
But the reason they do is because some people get together on Thanksgiving and not Christmas, and we're going to run out of time here. But really, that happens. You know, they can't get together because of little kids and stuff. You got Santa coming and stuff. You got to be home. Anyway, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Get out there today and make the most of it.